And how have you got on with the Oxford Clinic?
Oh, in general, very well indeed. There was a phase, this seems to have passed, but there was a phase in which I found that I was being seen by very inexperienced doctors who clearly knew nothing about diabetes. There was, for example, one young man who told me that it was absolutely contraindicated to mix different varieties of the Lente insulin. And I pointed out to him that the whole idea of the Lente insulins was that you could mix any variety of them in any proportion you cared to mention. And he then went off and told me what a fool I was. I was not impressed. And there were one or two incidents of that kind with rather inexperienced people trying to cope with disease processes in which they had no real insight. And I think this wasn't helped by the fact that they didn't seem to have any good system of problem-orientated record-keeping in the department. I did, in fact, make my feelings known to Dr. Levy, and I suggested that having some kind of flowchart might actually make the running of the clinic easier and might make the relatively inexperienced pick up more quickly the things that they needed to know. After all, junior doctors need to be trained, and you have to have a sensible system for training them. I hope that was helpful. Certainly since that time, I've always been seen by a senior person, so maybe I've benefited. I hope other people have, because I wouldn't want to be just a bloody-minded nuisance.
Your experience of the health service is obviously not typical, as you are medically qualified, but have you observed any changes in attitudes of medical staff to patients?
I do find this difficult to answer. I am a bit worried by the attitude of junior medical staff. They don't seem to be interested anymore in the